Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about cancer season still. We did last time. And we're going to play some music and share some stories that help us kind of understand the astrology that we're in, because it can be a little bit abstract. And through music, through images, you know, I like to use images a lot with astrology, but in this case, the imagery is audio as a way of just linking other parts of self to the information so we understand what it is that we're doing here. So we're in Cancer season, which means that we're post solstice. We reach solstice at the end of Gemini season, and now we've initiated the summer season in the Northern Hemisphere. And as tropical Western astrology is pinned to the seasons instead of the constellations or the stars, it means that we initiate it with the beginning of spring on spring equinox, and then we complete the spring season with the first three signs, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and then we initiate a new set of signs for the summer season. So we're in Cancer, we'll do Leo, and then Virgo will be the third of the summer set. So Cancer is ruled by the moon, and it is where we learn to personalize our lives. It's where we start to care. You know, we're really in survival mode with the first three signs. And when we get to Cancer, it's time to develop our emotional body, which is our slowest and densest body. And it needs a lot of care. It needs to be prioritized. And when it feels safe, it allows us to feel very, very good about life. But it is kind of the primary control panel, so to speak, for being a human, is how do we feel about things? And are we feeling things? Are we processing things sufficiently through our bodies in a way, our emotional bodies, in a way that they can leave our bodies and we don't get stuck with that? Well, we're going to listen to some songs that is in support of all of this. We're going to jump right into the grumpy feminine.
All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, lift to attend him, so that he never lifts a finger, 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do labor.
Why are you hanging on so tight to the rope that I'm hanging from? Off this island, this was an escape plan. It's dominance under a guise. If we had a daughter, I'd watch and could not save her. The emotional torture from the head of your high table. She'd do what he taught her. She'd meet the same cruel fate. So now I've gotta run, so I can undo this mistake. At least I gotta try.
The capillaries in my eyes
Well, there you go. That's actually today, this week, we have the sun in Cancer and then we have it squaring Saturn in Aries. And this is very, very feminine, masculine, coming into conflict in a, you know, classic square. The sun in Cancer is incredibly maternal and Saturn in Aries is incredibly paternal, if we're going to characterize it in that way. So they're coming in at a hard angle. It's a cardinal square. It's definitely could be characterized as an argument between mom and dad, masculine and feminine. You know, these moments happen. So that is one of the things that is going to kind of be the vibe this week. So be ready for it. Next up is something that just is going to kind of land the energy because we're now in, what could we call it? The morning of the second half of the wheel, when the night becomes more dominant than the day. The Morning Light by Andy Thorne, and before that we heard Labor, the Cacophony from Paris Paloma. Next up is Karma, and we're going to put this under the same category as the Sun Square Saturn this week.
We'll be right back.
So if karma is defined as cause and effect, and we're moving through these lives, life after life, tracking it on a soul level, when I'm looking at a chart, I know I'm looking at somebody who is living, who is experiencing karma they've generated, and then potential karma can be generated. And karma can be good. You know, you can do really good things for people, and that can come back too. But this week, this kind of squeeze between the very emotional Sun and the very stern Saturn is this attempt to kind of get the emotions and the outer world obligations, responsibilities, things that have to be done, to bring those into alignment and to not let one side or the other really have the upper hand. A square is a false estrangement between planets and energies and signs that need to be resolved. And we're capable of doing it. And whatever your squares are, those are your special assignments, your special dangerous assignments, to quote Caroline Casey. So next up, we're going to listen to a song. You know, we're at the tail end of the North Node in Pisces, ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter is now in Leo. And that's a really special condition. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But just honoring kind of this big Jupiter moment right now with this song.
Into the wild I'll go, and into the wild I am. It's been a while, freedom child, since I left my roots back home. I once tried to run away like a wild animal's prey, running, hiding, I was riding higher in the sunset sky. Hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey ah hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey ah hey, oh hey. All my life, all this time, I've been a warrior and I know why. I've been given the torch of light, I walk in the darkness of the night. Years we fought for this freedom, years I thought I had a wisdom, now I see with new eyes, from this truth I cannot hide. Hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey ah hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey, hey ah hey ah hey ah hey, oh hey. Gotta believe I'm here to make a difference without fear of being seen or heard. Like the bird who flies at night, like the lion strong and fierce, like the whale singing. I'd like to be bringing peace to you, to me, to you, to me. Into the wild I'll go, into the wild I am. It's been a while, freedom child, since I left my roots back home. Into the wild I'll go, into the wild I am. It's been a while, freedom child, since I left my roots.
That was Into the Wild by Shyla Ray Sunshine. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra. We're in Cancer season and we're just kind of talking it through and then listening to some things. Next up is a song by a band of four men, boys, when they began. And a year ago in Northern England, there was a tribute to this band, and one of the men in the band died 17 days after this performance. So the band that we're going to hear is Black Sabbath. The person who is a Cancer is Geezer Butler, the bass player. And the person who died 17 days after this amazing tribute show was done last year was Ozzy. So let's listen to Snowblind.
Yeah.
That one also counts because Tony Iommi is the guitarist and he has a, I believe it's a 0 degree Pisces sun, and that's about where the North Node is going to be any minute. Next up is another old school British band, and the reason that we're going to hear from them is both that the drummer is a Cancer and also because the message is very on brand for Jupiter and Venus in Leo. Love Is All You Need is very North Node in Pisces, Venus in Leo, Jupiter in Leo. You know, Jupiter opposite Pluto is so bold, it's so intense, it's so dramatic and dynamic and confident. And then right at the midpoint is the Achilles tendon, the tender underbelly, the thorn in the paw of Chiron and Taurus. So if it wasn't for pesky humanity, I think this AI business could go a lot faster and take over everything. But there's just this minor species that got here first that has some umbrage with all this hostile tech taking over. So the next song, it's by a band called The Head and the Heart, and the song's called Down in the Valley. And if that combination doesn't just describe cancer season, I don't know what does.
Wish I was a slave to an age-old trade, like riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Too many, call it pride of a man. It don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start praying. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start. So I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
That's a really wonderful band that's going to be playing in Napa soon. Probably going to go see them. The next song is ostensibly by a band called Show of Hands, but we know better. It's David Byrne, and he's singing like a maritime schooner love song, which has to be in cancer season.
When the Armada set sail, I followed the Duke de Medina, first broken by storms and by gales, then drowning or praying alone. Round islands that lay to our west, our fleet was beaten and scattered. Thank you.
All right, this is a great time to take care of business.
Support for Cows Community Radio comes from Kathleen Carney of Nexa Lending, located in Cotati, providing reverse mortgage education and lending services for homeowners 62 and older throughout Northern California. You can reach Kathleen at 415-465-3443 and learn more about her services at northbayreverse.com.
Cows thanks Loveland Violin Shop for their support. Family owned and operated for 45 years. They are located upstairs at 618 4th Street in historic downtown Santa Rosa near Courthouse Square. They offer sales, restoration, repair, and appraisal services for violins, violas, and cellos, including bow rehairs. Find them online at lovelandviolinshop.com or call them 707-526-9777.
All right, we're going to listen to a song by a cancer singing a cancerian kind of anthem. Yeah, bring it on home to Sam Cooke because he's a cancer and that's where he wants it to happen. Next up is a song in honor of Uranus and Gemini that Mars has arrived at and passed, but it's an activator for sure. So this new transit that we're going to be with for the next 7 years is expressed in the title of the song, Brave New World.
Your eyes and sleep. Ignore all the burdens that you keep. Come whatever might.
Next up is the perfect follow-up. Well, there you go. There's Venus in Leo. There's Jupiter in Leo opposite Pluto. There's the T-squared Chiron. It's kind of all in there. She's pretty amazing how she just kind of delivers what it is that we need to hear. That was Florence Welch with Florence and the Machine with the song Everybody Scream off her most recent album, Winding Down. Now we're going to listen to a song called Phoenix, because that's what we keep needing to do. Death and rebirth, death and rebirth, death and rebirth. Lock in.
Flame on flame on burning. Inside your firelight, see my wings glowing. kiss me, love me, hold me tight. I'll be gone by morning light. Dancing, shining in the dark. Only you can wake my spark. Pull me closer, lost in night. Taste my fire, burning bright. Dancing, shining in the dark. Only you can wake my spark. You feel my heat. Say my name, get on your knees. Sip me slow, I taste like danger. Skin on gold, I pull you closer. I'm your poison, I'm your cure. One more touch, you want me
to, let's see, I must decide. All right, I think we're gonna gotta figure out the order of the last two. All right, your Rocky Spine's the winner.
I was lost in the lakes and the shapes that your body makes, that your body makes, that your body makes, that your body makes. Against resolve, I could tell then and there.
That was Your Rocky Spine by the Great Lakes Swimmers, and that is an homage to Venus in Leo, trine Saturn in Aries right now. I love that song. That's a song that I never get tired of. All right, we're going to close down. Well, you've been listening to Bellatrix Beats. I am your host, Petra. I'm a consulting astrologer. I live in West County. I do sessions. I teach classes. I have a mentorship program. Come visit. Would love to meet you. We're going to close down with Chopin, waltz number 19 in A minor.